Hey, it's Delilah. Thank you for stopping by. I have put together some of my favorite radio moments here to share with you on our daily podcast. Delilah. Hey, it's Delilah. We love to share wonderful stories, wonderful calls with you. And today we're going to do a little mashup, a mashup of some of my favorite calls, old and new. Hi, Miranda. Welcome aboard. What can I do for you?
Well, I just want to tell you a little bit about my story. I've just been having a rough day and a rough time because the boy I've liked since seventh grade, he won't notice me, and I'm like 21 now, and we're in college, and I've just been in love with him ever since, and I just don't know what to do.
So you're in a relationship that's totally one way, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Does that meet any of your emotional needs?
He brings me joy, but I don't know if I bring him joy. He's my best friend.
You forgot to mention that part. That changes everything. So you're in love with your best friend, and he's put you in the friend zone.
Essentially, I think so, yeah.
Does he date other women? Does he have other girlfriends?
Occasionally, but they never work out.
And do you guys talk about it? You say you're best friends. Does he bring it up? Does he say, you know, I miss so-and-so?
Or he doesn't really like talking about it that often.
I mean, if he's clueless, if he is missing all the signs, you're going to have to either be more obvious or just accept that he's put you in the friend zone and that's where you're going to stay.
Yeah, I'm just scared to lose my best friend.
Well, you can continue to keep things as they are, or you can share how you really feel and see where it goes from there.
I guess I can just tell him how I feel, honestly.
And if he can't handle that, then he's not really your best friend, because best friends can talk through anything.
I never thought of it that way.
Good luck. Let me know how it goes.
Oh, I will.
All right. Bye-bye, honey. Hi, Stephanie. What can I do to make your night a little brighter, a little more special?
Well, I just want to tell you that I love you to death. I have listened to you since I was little. I used to go to bed, and I would listen to you all night long. It helped me go to sleep. But this coming July, it'll be 11 years that my grandmother has passed, and she was the best person ever.
It sounds to me like she poured a whole lot of that goodness, a whole lot of that love into your heart.
She did. She was an amazing person. Everybody loved her. It was rough, and it's still rough, but I know she's watching over me.
But all that love, all that goodness, all that joy that existed in her now lives in you.
Yes, ma'am. She was an amazing woman.
Stephanie, have you ever heard, it's a law of physics, that energy never goes away. It's transformed, but it never, ever, ever goes away.
Right.
Like electricity is transformed into heat that's transformed into cooking food that's transformed into calories in your body that's transformed into energy that pushes a kid on a bicycle. It doesn't ever go away.
Right.
The energy of love that your grandma, your mama poured into you, the energy of love that she felt and experienced and shared every day of your life, it's not gone away.
No.
It will never, ever, ever go away.
No, thank you so much. I love listening to you.
Hopefully I will be around long into your adulthood and old age. Like energy, I'm never going away.
Oh my goodness. Thank you.
You have a good night, darling. Hello, good evening. You've called the Delilah Show. Who is this?
Sarah.
Hi, Sarah. Welcome aboard. What can I do for you tonight?
I would like a suggestion for my wedding, actually.
Oh, congratulations. When are you getting married?
In June.
So, who are you marrying?
His name is Stephen.
And what is it about Stephen that you want to spend forever with him?
We've been together for 17 years.
Oh, my word. That's a long time.
Yeah, most of my life. He's just had kind of a falling out with his mama and still wants to kind of do the mother-son dance without having, like, my mom is my world kind of song.
Is she his world and they just kind of had a falling out, or has she not been that way for him?
It was much more his grandmother that was the highlight of his world. And we've both had some pretty significant losses in the last couple years.
So grandma's not there?
No.
I'm sorry.
He's had some losses, and it's just what we decided was our time is now.
So you want me to find a song that says, I'm dancing with this woman who gave birth to me, and I love her, and I honor her, and I respect her, but it was my grandma that was my whole world.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. I'm glad you're not, like, giving me a challenge or anything.
You are the queen of the airwaves. If anybody can find one, it would be you.
That is true. That is true. And I'm going to think on this, and I'm going to find the perfect song that says, I love you, I respect you, but isn't schmaltzy or gushy, because it sounds like they don't have that kind of relationship.
No, they don't.
I will do my best. How's that?
Thank you.
Hi, good evening. Welcome to The Delilah Show. Who is this?
Hello, this is Victoria. I'm so glad I finally got a hold of you.
Hi, Victoria. Welcome aboard. What can I do for you tonight?
I'd like to make a dedication to my daughter. She's 18, and she's had a hard time in life. Mental health illness. She's been in multiple crisis centers, and in the last couple of years, she's had a couple of really bad abusive relationships. And so she doesn't have a lot of confidence in herself. And I just want to tell her how much I love her and that I'm always going to be here for her.
And she's 18 now?
Yes, she is.
Which means you don't get a lot of say in anything.
Yeah, but her and I are pretty on the same page as far as me still being a part of her medical and mental health care, so that she's getting the help she needs. And, you know, she also has memory issues. A lot of that is because of some PTSD from her past relationships. So she needs my help remembering things.
And what is her name, Mama?
It's Hannah.
What song would you like me to play for Hannah to let her know how much you love her?
I Hope You Dance. And that's just a song that I want her to really catch on to that and try and live life. And that's what her and I are both trying to do at this point.
I will play that song for her, and I will say a prayer for her and for you that God heals her heart and that she is able to see just how precious and beautiful she is.
Thank you very much, Delilah. It was so good to finally get a hold of you.
Hang in there, Mama. I so hope you have enjoyed these radio moments as much as I enjoy bringing them to you. I'll share more with you each weekday on Hey, It's Delilah.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay.
And me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th.
hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts, like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decisions,
and the Good Brothers, Wallo 267, and Gilly the Kid,
just to name a few. So get your tickets right now, blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. We'll see you Saturday, April 27th.
You don't put those inside of you, do you?
This is a show about women.
I mean, you do?
Yes. Finally, a show about women that isn't just a thinly veiled aspirational nightmare. It's not hosted, not narrated. We're just dropping into a woman's world.
I found out when my dad was gay when I was 10. We were in a convertible on the 405 freeway, listening to the B-52s. Looking back, I should have said, this is gay. This is already all gay.
Listen to Finally a Show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.